I am writing the V02 post in a different mood than the V01 post. V01 was the kind of pilot whose strongest contribution was the open questions it surfaced. V02 was supposed to settle three of those open questions in the direction the V02 plan expected, and instead it settled two of them in the opposite direction. The planned headline, C5 contract, C3 and C5 contract, C4, does not survive counterbalanced OBBA judging. Under correction, neither pairwise preference is detectable, and the retracted headline pair has been replaced by a methodology contribution that I did not write into the plan and would not have noticed without the OBBA experiment. The version of this post that I would have written before the round 2 external review went out would have led with the C5 contract beats everything finding. The version I am writing now leads with the retraction, because the retraction is what the run actually produced. Psyche eval V01 ended with 5 questions I needed V02 to answer. Each became a V02 design decision. A new C5 contract condition to separate the public anchor confound from the structured contract confound. A C1 padded and C4 shuffled pair to put the V01 length effect under direct control. An anchored 010 rubric to break the 448 ceiling that V01's unanchored Likert produced. A recurated harder scenario set. And a tri-model authoring pass so the corpus would carry GPT-5-4, GPT-5, 5x high, and Opus 4.7 outputs side by side. The V02 plan locked 7 decisions ahead of running it. The harness produced 1,680 assistant outputs across 8 conditions, 3,949 anchored scalar judgments, and 3,243 raw pairwise records, 3,064 true same author, after excluding 179 cross-author leak records. The curated report I am writing this from is the canonical artifact that sits behind this post. The structure that follows is therefore a story about how a research pipeline retracts its own headlines under audit. Whatever surface drama that has is in service of a substantive point. The parts of V02 that worked turned out to be the audit pipeline more than the experiment, and the audit pipeline became the thing the report is actually about. What V02 was designed to test? The locked V02 plan listed 5 open V01 questions and the design response to each. I keep returning to the table because each row is a discipline check. If the design didn't actually address the question, the result doesn't either. The V01 review left open whether the C5 channel pattern, C5 scoring below C3, and C4 on the rubric, while looking pairwise competitive, was about the source packet's public anchor narrative form or about C5's structural absence of a behavioral contract. V02's design response was a new condition C5 contract, which is the C5 source packet plus the same behavioral contract used in C3 and C4. Holding the contract constant across C3, C4, and C5 contract was supposed to isolate the source packet axis from the contract axis, and the locked V02 plan's headline was that this would let us either rescue the source packet's add value reading from V01, if C5 contract beat C3 and C4, or settle the question against it, if C5 contract looked like C5. The second open question was whether C4's pairwise advantage over C1 in V01 was the behavioral contract, or just length. The C4 versus C1 lengths weren't matched in V01, so behavioral contract beats trait labels might have been longer prompt beats shorter prompt. V02 added C1 padded, C1 plus benign meta padding that brings its character count up to C4's, and C4 shuffled, C4's bullets and sentences shuffled, holding word count fixed. Those two length controls are independent of the C5 question, and we're always going to settle differently. The third question was whether the V01 scalar rubric's 448 ceiling effect was a measurement problem. V01 used a 0.5 Likert that judges seemed to compress into a narrow band. V02 replaced it with a 0.10 rubric with explicit calibration anchors, a 3 anchor for weakly bad, a 7 anchor for competent, and so on, per dimension. The anchored rubric needed to produce a usable span across the corpus, before any other scalar finding could be trusted. The fourth question was whether V01 scenarios were too easy. V02 recurated to an 80 scenario set with mean difficulty 4.55 versus V01's mean of 3.585. The new bank is entirely difficulty 4 and difficulty 5 scenarios, drawn from 8 scenario families with explicit difficulty calibration during authoring. Easier scenarios were retired. The fifth question was structural. V01's pairwise was same-author scoped, which let it isolate condition effects from author effects, but at the cost of being unable to talk about cross-author generalization. V02's response was to author the full corpus trimodel, GPT-5-4, GPT-5, 5xHigh, Opus 4.7, and to plan pairwise at same-author scope across all three authors. The plan did not fully precommit to fully tri-judge coverage of all pairs. The V02 hard pilot ran codex-only pairwise on the C0C1C1, padded C3C4C4 shuffled pairs, with Opus judging restricted to the C5 contract pairs. And later, after phase 2 of this post-story, filled in for C4 versus C5-2. Three of those design responses worked exactly as planned. The anchored rubric span widened from 0.8 points on 0.5 to 2.42 points on 0.10, which restored measurement headroom. The length control conditions, C1 padded, C4 shuffled, gave us direct hands on the V01 length confound. The trimodel authoring extended scalar coverage to all three authors. None of those decisions surprised me. They were the disciplined extensions of V01 that V02 was supposed to be. The two design responses that didn't work as planned were the C5 contract separator and the same author pairwise judging. Both produced findings, but they were not the findings the plan expected. What the first pass produced. The headline pairwise table from the first analyzer pass, before any of the audits that follow, looked like this. The win rate column is the lower numbered conditions decisive pairwise win rate against the higher numbered. Across same author judges, judge scope varies by row. C5 contract edge rows have all three judges. Non-C5 contract rows are codex, only at this first analyzer pass, cluster bootstrapped by persona times scenario times author. I am going to keep this set of numbers in front of you for the rest of the post, because everything that follows is a story about how those original numbers turned into different numbers under audit. If you stop reading the table here, the obvious reading is C5 contract is the strongest profile conditioning treatment in the corpus. It beats C3, C4, and C5 on the pairwise channel, with the C5 case being decisive and the C3/C4 cases moderate. The original V02 plan's lead claim was going to be the version of that reading. Psyche eval V02 shows that source packets add value when subordinated to a behavioral contract. The V01 public anchor V's contract confound is resolved in favor of contracts as the dominant driver. That is a clean story. It also turned out to be wrong on the C5 contract versus C3 and versus C4 edges. The full story of how that wrongness surfaced is what makes V02 interesting and what makes it useful for V03. The reason it was wrong isn't a single error. It is the convergence of three independent same data audits, all of which predicted the C5 contract, C3/C4 collapse before any new data was collected, and an OBBA position bias experiment that confirmed the prediction directly. Three independent audits predict the same collapse. The first audit was a scalar pairwise reconciliation. For each pair of outputs that the pairwise channel judged, find the same judge's anchored scalar scores on both outputs, compute the per-dimension scalar difference, and ask whether the pairwise winner agrees with the scalar sum sign. The audit is non-tautological because pairwise and scalar judging used the same outputs and the same judges, but the prompts differed. Pairwise asks for a head-to-head choice. Scalar asks for independent 0-10 ratings on 10 dimensions, and the rubrics are not identical. For the pairs that the first pass table called clean, scalar and pairwise agreed. C0V's C4 had a scalar delta total of plus 6075 on a 0-100 scale, sum of 10 0-10 dimensions, High C4 beats low C0 by 6 points, which is a big and unambiguous direction. The pairwise channel said C4 wins 86.6%. Both channels report the same outcome. C5 V's C5 contract had a scalar delta total of plus 3057. High C5 contract beats low C5 by 3 points, with 79.4% sign agreement at the sell level. Pairwise said C5 contract wins 76%. Channels agree. The C5 contract, C3 and C5 contract, C4 pairs broke the pattern. C5 contract VC3 had a scalar delta total of minus 0.053, essentially zero, with a slight lean toward C3. C5 contract VC4 had a scalar delta total of minus 0.231, slightly favoring C4. Both pairs had pairwise majorities for C5 contract, 57.2% and 60%, above parity, but materially weaker than the C5 versus C5 contract pair, 76%. The scalar rubric, applied to the same outputs by the same judges, was not seeing C5 contract as better than C3 or C4. That channel mismatch, pairwise prefers, scalar is flat, is the kind of signal that says one of the two channels is tracking something the other isn't, and that something deserves a name before the headline is finalized. The second audit was leave one out fragility on the all-judge cluster bootstrap. Drop one judge at a time, recompute the bootstrap CI, and ask whether any single judge is carrying a result. On C3 versus C5 contract, dropping the Opus judge moved the all-judge low win from 0.428 to 0.494, a delta of plus 0.066 toward parity. Opus alone was carrying the C5 contract advantage in the all-judge view. Dropping GPT-5-4, which had its own structural disagreement with the headline, a per-judge breakdown showed GPT-5-4 preferring C3 over C5 contract at 0.571 in the original pairwise, instead pulled the all-judge low win to 0.367, strengthening the apparent C5 contract advantage. So one judge was driving the headline, another was contradicting it, and the headline only existed because the third judge sat in the middle and the cluster bootstrap pooled them. The third audit was a length-matched subset, the Phase 0G pre-OBBA length-only audit run before any OBBA data existed. For each pair, restrict to pairs where the two responses have similar word counts, within the similar bucket of the analyzer's length bucket, and recompute the controlled low win on that subset only. For C3 versus C5 contract, the similar length subset, N equals 78, had low win 0.449 with a Wilson CI of 0.343, 0.559. The CI included 0.5. The whole effect vanished when length was held constant. The joint position plus length OBBA correction, run later, gave N equals 80, controlled low win 0.5, bootstrap CI 0.372, 0.634. Same conclusion through a different lens. Three audits, three different framings. Channel mismatch, single judge dependence, length artifact. Each had its own interpretation. None of them, on their own, identified position bias as the unifying cause. The unifying cause showed up when I ran the OBBA counterbalanced rejudge. The OBBA experiment. The structural fact about V02's original pairwise table is that the lower numbered condition was almost always in slot A of the judge prompt. C0 in C0 versus C4. C1 padded in C1 padded versus C4. C3 in C3 versus C5 contract. And so on. I checked this in the A-B side audit. In the broader pairwise corpus, 10 condition pair types, Slate's low share was 1 for 8 types, and greater or equal to 0.988 for the other two, C1 vs C1 padded at 0.994, C4 versus C4 shuffled at 0.988. C5 contract, the condition the V02 plan was building a headline around, was in slot B for 100% of the pairwise records it appeared in. This is a known problem with pairwise LLM judging. Zhang et al., 2023, RZIV 2306, 05685, and the Judging the Judges line of work, Xi et al. 2024, R. Zivi 2406, 07791, Document Substantial Position Bias in LLMA's Judge Setups. The standard first-pass mitigation is counterbalanced ABA rejudging. Take an existing pairwise record, swap the RUNID A and RUNID B inputs, reissue the same prompt to the same judge, and check whether the winner changes. If the new winner is the same condition that won the original, regardless of physical slot, that's real condition preference. If the same physical slot wins both times, the original slot A wins, the new slot A wins where the conditions are now reversed. That's a slot effect. Position, not condition. ABA reduces position bias, but does not fully eliminate it. See what this doesn't settle below. External Round 1 reviewers, three independent reviews from GPT Pro, Codex Council, and GPT Max, unanimously called ABA the cheapest decisive next experiment. Phase 1 ran it on all six headline pairs over 2 days. Tier A, the 3C5 contract edge pairs at all three judges, was 864 ABA matched records. Tier B, the 3 non-C5 contract pairs at the two Codex judges, was 800 records. And a Phase 2 hygiene pass opus, fill on C4 versus C5, added 120 originals plus 120 swapper judgments. Total, 1,784 swapper judge records, 864 plus 800 plus 120, judged by the same model that scored the original of each pair. The result, in the same format as the first pass table above. CIs are 2,000 resample cluster bootstrap on the low win basis controlled rate, clustering unit, persona times scenario times author. The pattern is clean. The swap low win is consistently higher than the original low win. Every single pair shows the lower numbered condition winning more when it's placed in slot B than when it's placed in slot A. The mean swap minus original delta is about plus 0.12 to plus 0.16 across the pairs the bias-prone judges scored. Position effect, not condition effect. The position-controlled low win, the average of the original, and the swap, is what should have been the headline number all along. For the four pairs where the original direction was strong, the controlled estimate stays in the same direction but attenuates. C0 versus C4 isn't here because it wasn't ABA tested directly. The effect is large enough that position bias couldn't explain it, and the swap budget was reserved for the marginal pairs. But C4 vs C1 padded, C4 versus C5, and C5 contract C5 all survive. C3 versus C4 also wasn't ABA tested. Unlike C0 versus C4, its 12.2 pp original margin sits inside the measured slot B corridor, so that row should be treated as undetermined pending a V03 swap pass. The C4 versus C4 shuffled pair, which the first pass table called no significant difference at 51.9%. actually strengthens to 57.8% C4 wins under correction. The original was understating the effect because slot A bias was hurting C4 in its constant slot A, a small sign correction, not a flip. The two C5 contract versus C3 and C5 contract versus C4 pairs went the other direction. The original 57.2% and 60% C5 contract win rates collapsed to 49.9% and 51.8% under counterbalancing, with bootstrap CIs that straddle 0.5. There is no detected pairwise preference between C5 contract and C3 or between C5 contract and C4 once position is controlled. The scalar channel agrees, as the first audit predicted. Scalar delta total of minus 0, 0.53 and minus 0.231 respectively, both effectively 0. The original V02 plans headline that C5 contract outperforms both does not survive ABA correction. The apparent advantage was driven by slot B bias in two of the three judges. The C5 contract condition was always in slot B. The position bias inflated it, and the original pairwise channel mistook that inflation for a condition effect. The slot B preference is judge family specific. The structurally interesting feature of the position bias finding, which I did not know going in, is that it is not uniform across judges. The per-judge breakdown of the slot B advantage, swap low win minus original low win, where positive means the lower numbered condition wins more in slot B than in slot A, i.e., slot B is favored, tells the actual story. GPT-5-4 is essentially position neutral. On C3 versus C5 contract and C4 versus C4, shuffled it actually shows slight slot A preference, minus 0, 0.36 and minus 0, 0.25. On the other pairs, the advantage is small and positive, plus 0.02 to plus 0.11. GPT-5-5, X-High is the strong position biased judge. 1431 PP slot B preference across the pairs I have for it. The lower end on C4 versus C5, the higher end on the C5 contract pairs, and C4 versus C4 shuffled. Opus 4.7 is moderate on the C5 contract vs C3-C4 pairs, plus 0.20 each, and gentler on C5 versus C5 contract, plus 0.094, which is interesting because the absolute condition effect on that pair is large enough that the position bias is a smaller fraction of the total signal. The shape of this finding matters for the methodology contribution, because LLM pairwise judges have position bias is a known result from prior literature. The contribution V02 is making is the per-judge quantification on a trimodal corpus with same author controls. The right wording is therefore narrow. In this corpus, this prompt, this judge set, this protocol, GPT-5-4, is approximately position neutral, GPT-5. 5XI shows 1431 PP slot B preference, and Opus shows 920 PP content varying. I don't have evidence that a different pairwise prompt or different judges would replicate these magnitudes, and the round two reviewers were explicit that universalizing this finding, LLM judges have -15-17 PP slot B bias, would overclaim. The corpus scoped version is honest about what the experiment can support. What V02 does give the methodology contribution that prior work didn't is the direct demonstration that the judge family stratification is consequential for headline findings. The original V02 pairwise had three judges. Two of them carried strong slot B bias, one didn't. The cluster bootstrap pooled them. The headline that C5 contract C3 was an averaged across judges result that the position neutral judge, GPT-5-4, actively contradicted while the strong position biased judges, GPT-5-5XHigh and Opus, inflated. Pooling across judges into a single aggregate CI hid the underlying disagreement. OBBA gave us the per judge slot B numbers, and the per judge numbers gave us the structural explanation for why the cluster bootstrap was systematically wrong. What this doesn't settle. One structural caveat is worth naming. The controlled low win equals mean of original and swap is itself a measurement choice that assumes additive symmetric position affects orthogonal to the condition signal. A future same orientation rejudge sentinel, run the same prompt twice in the same slot order, would decompose the OBBA flip rate into a position bias component and a retest noise component. V02 didn't run that sentinel, and a hostile reviewer would correctly note that the post leans on a number it has not yet decomposed. The V03 list below names this as a planned ablation. There's a generic lesson here for evaluation pipelines. Counterbalanced OBBA judging should be a default, not a post hoc audit. The cost in V02 was about 1,784 swap calls, one wall clock day of codex throughput, plus a few Opus cap windows over a weekend. The information gain was two retracted headlines, one promoted scope limited finding. C4-C5 ended up judge unanimous across all three judges at 68% after the Opus fill closed the original scope gap, and a methodology contribution that did not exist before OBBA ran. The cheapest path to a non-misleading published result is to design the OBBA into the pipeline from the beginning, not to retrofit it. What survives, what doesn't, and the honest framing. The set of Tier 1 substantive claims V02 supports, after all of this, is the following. C5 contract, C5 at 67.7% under counterbalance judging. This is the single substantive finding the V02 pilot makes about source packet conditioning. Adding a structured behavioral contract to a source packet condition substantially improves it. The effect is judge unanimous. All three judges favor C5 contract, with controlled low-in rates 0.342/0.262/0.352 across GPT-5, 4/GPT-5, 5/OPUS, all clearly excluding 0.5 on the C5 contract side. Persona robust across the 4 Pi personas, scenario family robust across the 8 scenario families, and scalar aligned, the anchored rubric also favors C5 contract. With delta total, plus 3057 on the 0-100 scale. It survives a joint position plus length correction. In the length similar subset, N equals 74, the controlled low win is 0.351 with a bootstrap CI of 0.238, 0.471, that excludes 0.5 on the C5 contract side. So whatever C5 contract is doing, it isn't explained by response length imbalance in the match subset, isn't a position effect, and isn't a judge-specific effect. What it is, I can't tell you. C5 contract differs from C5 on at least 4 dimensions simultaneously. The contract is present in C5 contract and absent in C5. The contract is placed before the source packet, contract first ordering. The contract carries explicit anti-mimicry rules, do not imitate the writing style of the source packet. And the C5 contract prompt is roughly twice the length of C5, 7,434 chars versus 3,884. The data cannot say which of these components is doing the work. The defensible package claim is adding the contract first source packet package improves the C5 condition decisively under counterbalance judging. Mechanism attribution is a V03 question. The C generic contract ablation, which round two reviewers unanimously called the highest priority V03 experiment, is the cheapest way to start unpacking it. C4 C5 at 68% under counterbalance judging, judge unanimous. This is the cleanest tier 1 finding in V02, after the 2020 60517 Opus C4 versus C5 fill that closed the original scope gap. Three judges, GPT-5, 4, GPT-5, 5x high, Opus 4.7 converge on essentially the same C4 win rate, 0.681/0.681/0.679. The joint position plus length correction also survives. Length matched controlled low in 0.674 with CI, 0.547, 0.795. Wide, because the length match subset is small but clearly excluding 0.5. Behavioral contract beats source packet without contract on every axis tested. Pairwise win rate, scalar delta total, per judge consistency, and joint position plus length correction. C4, C1, padded at 62.3% under counterbalance judging. Behavioral contract beats length matched baseline. The pair attenuates from 68.1% original to 62.3% controlled, which is a clean position bias attenuation, but the C4 advantage holds at 12.3 pp above parity. The V01 length confound question, whether C4's advantage over C1 was the contract or the length, resolves cleanly. It's the contract. The scope qualifier on this pair is OpenAI judges, only since the V02 hard pilot didn't run Opus pairwise on the non-C5 contract edge pairs, and the planned Opus fills focused on the C5 contract side first. C0 dominated by every profile condition. The least surprising finding in the corpus. C4 beat C0 86.6% in original pairwise. The scalar delta total is plus 6075, the largest in the corpus. And no ob BA correction was run because the effect is well outside the corridor where position bias could plausibly explain it. The qualifier I keep on this row is not ob BA tested, but the effect size is well beyond the measured position bias range. A research style report would not present this as ob BA controlled. This post doesn't either. C4 modestly beat C4 shuffled at 57.8% under counterbalanced judging, OpenAI judges only. This is a tier 1.5 finding. Real, but smaller. Coherent order C4 wins more often than shuffled order C4 once slot A bias is corrected for. Effect size is 7.8 pp above parity, which is meaningfully smaller than the 1218 pp tier 1 effects above it. I describe this as modest rather than significant in the report, and the curated wording does not put it on equal footing with the cleaner findings. The retractions on the other side. C5 contract vs C3 has no detected pairwise preference under counterbalance judging. The original 57.2% C5 contract win rate collapses to 49.9% with bootstrap CI 0, 436, 0.566, that straddles 0.5. The scalar channel agrees delta total minus 0, 0.53, essentially 0. The published V02 plan headline that C5 contract outperforms C3 does not survive OB BA correction. The apparent advantage was driven by slot B bias in 2 of 3 judges. The collapse framing is not the same as C5 contract equals C3. That would require predeclaring an equivalence margin, which the pilot didn't do. The honest wording is, we do not detect a reliable pairwise preference between C5 contract and C3 after OB BA correction. The CI still allows small effects in either direction, roughly plus or minus 7 pp at this N. Scalar scores do not support a C5 contract advantage. C5 contract versus C4 has the same outcome. Original 60% right arrow controlled 51.8%, bootstrap CI 0, 413, 0.548, no detected preference. Scalar delta total minus 0, 231 slightly favors C4. The retracted headlines settle in the opposite direction the V02 plan expected. The V01 question about whether the C5 effect was the packet or the absence of contract. V02 does not establish that source packets add value when subordinated to a contract. What V02 establishes is that the C5 contract package, contract plus source packet plus anti-mimicry plus extra length, substantially beats the C5 packet-only condition, the C5 versus C5 contract case, but does not beat the C3 or C4 contract without packet conditions. The cleanest reading of the four-pair set is that the contract is doing most of the work, and the source packet, when subordinated to a contract, contributes nothing detectable on top of it. The CI still permits an effect within roughly plus or minus 7 pp at N approximately 288 per pair, and we did not predeclare an equivalence margin, so this is a no-detection result, not an established equivalence result. That reading is consistent with both the pairwise and scalar channels after correction. It's also the reading that round 2 external reviewers converged on independently before they saw the curated report. It is not the reading that the V02 plan's pre-run hypothesis would have produced. The original PAE confound resolved in favor of contract as dominant driver. Framing turned out to be too strong because under correction C5 contract doesn't beat the contract-only conditions either. The pilot can support the C5 ablation. It can't support the broader claim about source packets contributing positive marginal value. The audit pipeline is the headline. There's an easy temptation to write the V02 retraction as a failure, or as a "we caught it before publication" sigh of relief. Both readings are wrong. The retraction is what the audit pipeline was for. The C5 contract separator condition was added to V02 precisely so the V01 confound could be tested directly. The anchored rubric was added so scalar means would have enough span to disagree visibly with pairwise. The length controls were added so the V01 length effect could be controlled directly. The OB BA experiment was added because round 1 reviewers unanimously flagged that the V02 original pairwise structure, lower numbered condition always in slot A, higher always in slot B, needed counterbalancing before any margin could be trusted. Every one of those design responses was specifically chosen to produce the kind of result V02 actually produced. The substantive content of the audit pipeline worked is that 3 independent same data audits, scalar pairwise reconciliation, Judge leave one out fragility, length matching. Plus one new data audit, OBBA counterbalanced rejudging, all converged on the same prediction before the curated report was written. The convergence was not designed in. I did not know the three same data audits would predict what the OBBA experiment subsequently confirmed. Each audit had its own confound-specific interpretation. The unifying interpretation, that all three apparent confounds were downstream of the slot assignment imbalance interacting with judge family-specific slot B preferences, only became visible once OBBA gave us the per-judge slot B numbers. The same data audits raised the prior that something was wrong with the C5 contract, C3, and C4 headlines. The OBBA experiment identified what? The structural lesson is the same as the practical recommendation I keep making to people building eval pipelines. Build the failure detection in from the beginning, expect to retract, and treat retraction as a sign the pipeline is working rather than a sign it isn't. The pipelines that don't retract aren't catching their headlines, they're publishing them. What's next for V03? The round 2 external reviewer consensus on V03 priorities lined up tightly with the gaps in the V02 results, which is a useful sanity check. 4 reviewers, 3 LLM families, 2 architecture patterns, single agent and 4 agent ensembles, and they converged on roughly the same list. The single highest priority V03 experiment is C-generic contract. A behavioral contract that is structurally identical to C3-C4, but populated with generic, non-profile-specific language. The contract structure, if-then engagement rules, anti-sycophancy cues, calibrated challenge, agency support, stays the same. The personalization specifics. This user's particular big five percentiles. This user's particular sycophancy triggers. This user's particular agency style are replaced with the same descriptions written for a generic user. If C-generic contract performs as well as C3-C4 against C5, the profile specificity claim collapses entirely. The V02 contract benefit would be generic good assistant instructions, not personalization. If C-generic contract underperforms C3-C4, then Psyche Eval's profile specificity does measurable work, and the V02 contract conditions are doing what they say they're doing. Either outcome would be informative. The cost is approximately 80 generations times 3 authors plus judging, comfortably within the V03 budget. The second priority is C4 wrong profile. The C4 condition, but with another persona's C4 profile, matched by Pi PS type, substituted in. Tests whether profile matching is doing user-specific work or whether any well-structured behavioral contract would suffice. Paired with C-generic contract, it triangulates the personalization mechanism. C4 wrong profile measures the matching axis, C-generic contract measures the specificity axis. The third priority is C5 non-public plus C5 non-public contract. Source packet narrative for PS personas, no public anchor pros. Isolates the public anchor effect from the source packet form. V02 didn't run this because the C5 contract pilot was already the priority, but the round 2 reviewers all noted that the public anchor contribution to C5 contract, C5, is still unisolated. Fourth and beyond, the V03 backlog includes contract component ablation, packet first ordering, anti-mimicry on off, fax-only packet, length-matched C5 contract short. Unpacks which piece of the C5 contract package is doing the work. Paraphrased rubric anchors. Tests whether the anchored 010 rubric is robust to anchor wording or just memorizing them. Same orientation, rejudge sentinel. Decomposes the OBBA flip rate into position bias and retest noise. The what this doesn't settle, caveat above lives or dies on this experiment. 3100 human rater calibration pairs. Sanity checks LLM judge preferences against blinded human judgment on a small high leverage subset. Tie no meaningful difference pairwise option. Lets judges express equipoise instead of forcing a decisive choice. Longer horizon profile realism conditions. Stale profiles, contradictory profiles, user edited profiles, profile compression curve at 501k2k characters, multi-turn interaction. The deepest V03 question, the one all four round two reviewers raised as the centerpiece of construct validity, is real user shadow mode validation. Psyche eval, as it stands, measures LLM judge preferences over outputs generated under different prompt conditioning treatments. It does not measure whether real users on real conversations benefit from profile conditioned assistance. Bridging from the LLM judge metric to a real user outcome, preference, follow-through, expert-rated decision quality, escalation rate, is the construct validity bridge, and it is a separate program from the methodology pilot V02 actually is. It is also where the work has to go next if Psyche Eval is going to be a real evaluation framework rather than a careful synthetic exercise. Closing. If I were writing the V02 abstract for a methodology paper, the honest version would be, Psyche Eval V02 ran a tri-model synthetic personas pilot of profile-conditioned assistant responses with explicit length controls, an anchored 0-10 rubric, harder scenarios, and counterbalanced OBBA position bias correction on the pairwise channel. Of the 6 headline pairs the pilot tested under counterbalance judging, 3 survived as Tier 1 condition preferences, 1 survived as a Tier 1.5 modest preference, C4 shuffled, OpenAI judges only, and 2 collapsed under correction with no detected pairwise preference. The retraction of the 2 collapsed headlines is consistent with 3 independent same data audits that predicted the collapse before the OBBA experiment was run. The single largest contribution of the pilot is per judge quantification of sloppy preference on pairwise LLM judging, corpus scoped, ranging from -0 to. Across the 6 pairs and 3 judges tested, with GPT-5, 5x high showing the strongest preference, 1431 pp, Opus moderate 920 pp, and GPT-5, 4 negligible to mildly slotte preferring. The remaining substantive headline, C5 contract beats C5 at 67.7% controlled, judge unanimous, surviving joint position plus length correction, is a package claim about contract supplemented source packet conditioning. Mechanism attribution requires V03 ablations, see generic contract, C5 contract short, that the pilot does not run. What I'm not writing in the abstract, the C5 contract C3/C4 headlines, which I would have led with before OBBA. Those headlines were the ones I expected, and they are the ones that turned out not to survive correction, and the part of the pipeline that produced the retraction is the part of V02 that worked best. That's the version of the pilot worked that actually obtains here.